Yeah, that was a really cool deal for, you know, for Jack and Dad, Andy. You know, it's, you know, like I said, obviously the whole thing blew up, you know, from, you know, since the spring game and everything happened. And hopefully it's made Jack's fight that much easier for him, you know, helped him along the way. Obviously, we all know that the daily battle that he's fighting right now. And anything that we can all do is kind of the approach that myself, you know, obviously led by Rex last year, and our whole football team, you know, in our little way, tried to join the fight to help. And hopefully, that what happened at the SB is pretty special. Hopefully, it's made a difference.
Come so close to winning a championship. What in your mind is in position to maybe take that next step that you've seen in this offseason?
Well, you know, every year is going to be a little bit different. You just keep knocking on the door. You keep working hard and doing things the right way. And like you say, we've been really close, and you know, we've been 3 to 5 years. We played for 3 conference championships in 5 years. And we're going to try and make it 4 out of 6. Take our shot. There's a lot of hard work and a lot of challenges that lie in the way of making that happen. You keep banging on the door. Hopefully knock it down. I always take the approach, you just look every single year, every single week, every single day, try to get better. And then look for ways to improve your program and make your football team better. And that's what we try to do. And along the way, most importantly, keep developing our kids, his young men and his student athletes. I think we've done that the right way.
Such a young defense, Paul. Is it a welcome challenge as a defensive coach to mold these guys? How about the competition that you're going to have on the defensive side of the football to hash out the guys who line up for you?
Yeah, we'll see. I think it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out. You know, we got some. Obviously, we have some youth. We have some experience in some positions. We got some fairly experienced guys in the secondary. We got some experience up front. You got some guys with, a little bit of experience at the linebacker position, and you got a lot of talent and energy and youth around and that are going to help complement the guys that have kind of been through the system. So I think it's going to be an interesting dynamic, but I think there's tremendous potential in the group, tremendous potential. Probably more talent than we've had there in a couple of years.
Throughout the defense.
Yeah. Potential. But you know as well as I do, potential isn't in football. It's going to be how they execute, how they compete.
You lose Rex on offense, but you return a ton of guys. How dangerous can that group really be?
We have potential to be very, very good offense. We've been good. I think we can, I think we can be very, very good. I really like the group. I like the athleticism we have. Obviously, it starts with the quarterback position, but, our ability to hurt people with our athleticism on the edge and speed, and also our ability to, we're going to have a big physical offensive line that's going to have a chance to be a dominant group. It's going to be interesting.
Taylor is an overrated
player
this year. What do you see for his senior season?
I expect big things out of Taylor. I do. We're going to hold him to high standards. He's a young man who made a lot of strides. He makes the same kind of strides he going into his senior year that he did going into his junior year. I like to think that he'll be one of the top players in college football. He's a good football player who hasn't scratched the surface of what his true potential is. And I think that there's a lot more out there for him, and I think he understands. And you can play the quarterback position for a long time. It takes a while to get it all figured out. And fortunately, he's had a lot of experience. He's learned from doing a lot of good things. He's learned from making mistakes. I think he's really started to embrace the mental side of the game, the type of things that are required of a quarterback to play with the type of efficiency and make the type of decisions that can allow him to take his team to the next level. And now it's a matter of doing it on the field. He needs to work every single day to make that happen.
Is it realistic to think that he can be in the Heisman conversation?
You know what? I don't know about all that Heisman stuff. You know, awards, you know, who really cares about all that? At the end of the day, it's about him. You know, he works every day and makes himself a better football player and does what he needs to do and leads his football team the way we're asking him to lead it, lead our offense. So, you know, that stuff, in my experience, is take things for himself.
Coach, do you have to make adjustments in how you coach the defense because of the youth and the inexperience?
Steve, every single team you play, every group you have, you coach a little bit different. You approach things a little bit different. Maybe at the end of the day, you know, you don't change kind of what works for them. You know, we might install a little bit differently. There's some things we've already talked about that we've tweaked. Some things we did through the spring that we did a little bit differently. At the end of the day, you got to get to the same thing. You know, you got to build upon it and try and make your end product the best you possibly can. And that comes down to not as much what you're doing, it's how you're doing it. And, you know, that sometimes gets lost in a couple these days. Everyone wants to talk so much about scheme and X's and O's. And you know, like you can do things magically that are going to allow you to have great success. You know, and obviously you got to be sound and you got to be, and your scheme's got to be good. But it's, at the end of the day, to be a great football team and play great defense, it's not about what you do, it's how you do it. And, you know, at times when we suffered last year, that was the case. That's usually where we felt good.